Hey guys, it's Williams. Doing a really quick impromptu podcast today. I want to post the press conference from Steve Prohm today. I thought it was fantastic. Prohm, it's almost like it's therapeutic for him to sit and discuss Iowa State basketball with the reporters, especially when things aren't going especially well. I thought his press conference today was fantastic. It was brutally honest. It was sincere. Really good stuff. It's brought to you today by our friends at Iowa Pork. They are the presenting sponsor of Cyclone Fanatics Iowa State basketball coverage. Here it is. Iowa State head coach Steve Prohm looking ahead to tomorrow's game against Kansas, looking back at Saturday's tough loss in overtime to Oklahoma State. Here's Coach Prohm.
You know, back at it today. We met yesterday, watched tape on Oklahoma State. Obviously, a lot of things that when you watch the tape will frustrate you. I know everybody loves to talk offense, but defensively, if you watch the tape, just too many baskets at the rim, too many points in the paint, and really more so in the second half. The last first half, 10-12 minutes got us back in the game. We were good defensively. I think we actually had 14 out of 15 stops to end the half, and we had a bad turnover to end the half. We're up four, can't hold for the last shot, and we throw it away. And that's the margin for error in this league. You know, we've just got to be smarter, every one of us. And so we got to continue to grow. I think we've had three good practices last week. We got to continue to get better defensively. And as we do, we'll be able to make tough stops late and be able to, you know, sustain leads. You know, we're up eight. Game turned fast, you know, and then in overtime it turned really fast. You know, we're up four with the ball. You know, probably should have let Nick just make a play instead of bringing Solomon's man in for a ball screen, split the defender. We give up an and one. Too many and ones, too many times we're fouling jump shooters. We just got to be smarter. But we got a great opportunity. Obviously, we're playing, going to play in one of the best places in the country tomorrow night. And so we're excited. I think we're getting to the point where we're very, very prepared. We still have more work to do, and I'm looking forward to it. The challenge, I think our guys are looking forward to it.
Steve, how do you stop those points in the paint? I mean, who's that fall on?
I think it falls on everybody. I think first and foremost, we got a scouting report, attention to detail. I mean, we have to know it. We have to be locked in on it. The kids have to continue to grow in that area. Second, we just get so spread out in the second half, you know, when people go on the other end. In front of your bench, you know, you can yell and scream and everybody can tell them. On that second half, you got to do it on your own. We got to get better in transition defense, especially for tomorrow, because the way they play and with pace and push the ball and transition so we can get out to shooters. But, you know, too many times we score to go up five and then we give up a transition three. It's back to two. You know, we're up two with less than a minute to go in both games, the last two games, and we give a two-footer and a three-footer, you know, at the front of the rim, you know, right there in the heart of the paint to tie the game. But I just think it's really more just getting spread out, and when you have, you know, the toughest thing teaching guys is off the ball defense. On the ball, you got to guard your man. You got to keep the ball in the front. You got to keep it out of the paint. Toughest thing to teach and get the guys to get better at quickly is it's five against one, and we just got to continue to grow in that area.
I know last year in football, Matt Kemp talked a lot about they need to just focus on themselves. He didn't really talk about other teams. Is that kind of where you're at right now? Is it a lot of it's just inward coming up?
Yeah. I talked to Matt the other day, and we were just, you know, kind of talking about, you know, building, you know, foundations and, you know, culture and just what really, you know, translate to winning. And I think sometimes my old boss, you know, we'd walk through three plays. You know, it wasn't really, you know, it's really at the end of the day, it's not about what they're doing. You know, there wasn't, you know, you could take one play that Oklahoma State ran, but we didn't guard it right. And I'm just using Oklahoma State just because it's the last team they played, where it was just, man, they get a layup. Everything else is about us. We watch 25 defensive clips, and every one of those are in the paint. It's about us. And when you talk to the guys, it's, you know, do we know, do you know where you're supposed to be? Do you know what to do? And they know it. We just got to continue to get more reps at it. But right now, it needs to be about us. It needs to be about what we need to go to, what we need to do to continue to grow our team, what we need to do to grow each individual player, what we need to do to continue to build a team. And that takes time. Yeah, we've had a couple tough losses where that's going to happen in this league, to where you could easily be 2-1. You know, K-State, we no-showed it. Why? I don't know. We no-showed that game. The other two, I thought we competed the right way. We didn't make the plays. And so it's about us. And if you do right and you continue to get better, the wins will come. If you just focus on winning, if you just focus on the NCAA tournament, if you just focus on, this year's the first year everybody wants to talk about where, all those guys are gone. If you focus on all that, you're focusing on the wrong things, and we can't get distracted with that. We got to get Lindell Wigginton better, we got to get Nick Babb better. We got to get Cameron Lark better, fundamentally. That's what we're concerned about.
To kind of piggyback on that, I would imagine every year during the season you're adding things, tweaking things. How much, if any, is that process maybe slowed with this group where you're kind of staying on the same things and, like you said earlier or last week, about staying simple?
Yeah, we've stayed simple, and then the things when we've tried to progress, it's probably when we've played bad basketball, as simple as it is, when we play really fast and we kick the ball up the sidelines, we play in transition and we don't run anything, we're pretty good. When the game slows down, and Oklahoma State was a good example. We had a lot of guys playing different positions that they hadn't practiced in 4 to 6 weeks, so it's not just going to be on the fly. And so, I said that to one of the coaches yesterday. It's like, man, you'd love to do A, B, C, and D, but if they can't process A, B, C, and D today, then that's not smart. And we've got to just simplify things about how we want to do things offensively, and then defensively continue to build our toughness and the intangibles that it takes to win it. Ball screen defense, the reason why it's bad is because I've probably done a poor job of just saying, hey, this is what I believe in, and this is what we're doing, and when I've done that, we've been pretty good, whether it's been this year or the last couple years. And, I've got to continue to do that.
How much are you coaching focus and discipline? Because like you said, you get up 5 and you give up a transition 3, where that's maybe not 40 minutes of guys.
Our consistency is not very good. And, you can say youth, and I don't want to keep talking about that all season long because it's January now. But, how many times? I know 2 or 3 times for sure in the Oklahoma State game that we dunk and we give up we're lucky Seema traveled or would have been an and one. We make a 3, we give up a 3. The game's too fast to celebrate, to not get back on defense. The game's moving too fast, and those are the things we've got to grow in. You celebrate after, I'm not a big rah-rah guy because it's just the peaks and valleys of the game are too much. And so we got to be more consistent. We all know that. We all have to do better. There's 1, 2, or 3 plays. Oklahoma State's not a team you're going to run a bunch of plays. But I wish I wouldn't have sent a Solomon up to set a ball screen. Lindell got a tough couple calls. He got hammered one. There's some tough plays that, his fifth foul was a tough call. And so there's just, we got to keep him out of foul trouble. We needed him in the game late for us. He's got to stay out of foul trouble. It's just a growing process. It's hard to go through. It's tough. You got to be resilient. You got to block out the noise. And you just got to get better. But I think you're right in that regards, for sure.
Steve, Lindell kind of struggled to start the year, and then he broke out of the shell in Myrtle Beach. And then conference season starts, and he struggled again. Is this normal for a young guard like that who you're asking him to do a ton, and kind of how you break him out of that?
Yeah, I think I met with him yesterday, and I said, hey, man, what can I do to help you, man? I just want to help you. You know, what can I do to help you? And we've added a couple things yesterday, and that's one of the things we were talking about is, like, we're not just adding and adding and adding, but there's a couple things we do need to add because we've got to relieve Nick a little bit. You know, we're putting a lot on him. You know, he's got to guard the best player. Then he's got to push tempo for 38 minutes a game to where, you know, Lindell and Donovan can make it easier for him at times and put Lindell in a position where he can put pressure on the basket. But the difference is when he's putting pressure on the basket, it's, you know, Mitchell Solomon's a big boy in there. You know, you've got presence at the rim now. But K-State, you know, he shouldn't be a 60% free throw shooter. He was 9-for-15, you know. You know, he had good looks against Texas. He hadn't shot the ball well the last two games, but he's gotten back in the gym and he's putting time in, and it'll pay off for him here. Whether it happens tomorrow night or not, I don't know, but it'll pay off for him. But I think it's just a learning curve of understanding what he can get away with and what he can't between non-conference games and now that we're in the heart of conference. And you're going to be maybe one of the top two scouted guys because he has the – He has great ability.
Kansas, like you were saying, is a very fast-paced team. Kind of spreads the ball out a lot. A lot of their players are scoring over double digits. I guess, how do you kind of contain particular players, or how do you kind of stop that average scoring for all of them?
The one thing you got to do when you go into Allen Fieldhouse, you got to compete like crazy. I mean, that's forget all schemes. You have to compete like crazy. And that's the number one thing on the scout report. We have to go in there and we have to compete. And, you know, you watch the Texas Tech game. They came in there right away and they went right at them. And they made some shots early, got confidence, you know, and competed on the defensive end and they crashed the glass. You know, you can't have live ball turnovers up there. You know, you've got to do a great job containing them from three. You know, when they're making, you know, they go to Texas, make 17 threes or whatever. Texas Tech, they make six. You know, so we've got to do a great job in that area. Devontae's a special player. V's a special player. Azubuike is a low down there. You know, they're starting to get some other guys. Lightfoot played well the other day. Cunliffe starting to play a little bit more now. So they're slowly becoming a little deeper. But those guards are really what make them go. And we have to be great defensively. We have to make sure that we're back on defense every single time. We limit easy opportunities for them, and we've got to get stops so that we can play at a fast pace. And so this is a great challenge. I'm looking forward to see how we respond and go up there and play. You know, I think we're dialed in. I know I'm dialed in. I know I'm ready. I think these guys are ready. You know, I think their spirits were good yesterday. They all got in the gym on their own yesterday for the most part, and I think they'll be ready to go. I know school started today, but I think we'll have a really good practice this afternoon and then head to Lawrence.
We've seen Donovan go through stretches where he can hit those two or three or even four threes in a row like he did on Saturday. We had 17 at halftime. What's it take to get him to where he can play like that throughout an entire game, I guess, rather than just like 4-minute stretches and then you kind of disappear for a while?
Yeah, it's a simple game. I mean, I could ask you guys that, and you guys would all probably yell at one time, what pace, right? Pace of play. You know, we have to play that way. How many times did we kick it up the sideline the other day? That's why we're getting good shots. The more the balls dribble, like, you know, when you coach, to me, you coach good point guards, the ball's only—they're only dominating the ball, and not even dominating. They're only running—you're running half-court offense. But the great ones, and I've been fortunate to coach some good ones. I mean, that ball's one dribble, and it's pop, man. It's flying up that sideline. You know, then they may get it coming back to them, but that first look is up the sidelines. And when we attack the Donovan right there, that's the best chance to get him a shot. All right. And then when we hit it ahead right there to Lindell, he's got a broken defense to go make a play. Okay, we don't need to try to slow it down and then say, hey, what are we going to run for Donovan in the half court? You know what I mean? Because people are going to be totally dialed in. But it's a crazy stat. He's second in the league in most games over like 24, 25 points. You know, but watch those games and see. You'll see a different pace. You know, what's frustrating right now is
is the margin for error is this. And we all have to know that. And so you have to play that way, but you got to know good shot, bad shot, who we want to shoot, you know, and then forget all the offense. Man, we got to get better defensively, and we got to get tough-minded so we can play in transition. But the better Donovan runs in transition, the more we'll get him great opportunities as we kick it up the sideline.
That's up to three rebounding too, right?
No question.
I mean, how does that, yeah. So where do you – is that – Cameron, that's
yeah, Cameron. You know, it's Cameron. You know, Solomon's got to be. You know, he's got to be nasty and tough for us. He knows that. I've told him that. You know, Lindell really rebounds well for a guard. Anytime he gets it, we need to go. He doesn't have to outlet. He needs to go. You know, Nick Babb does a great job rebounding. Our guards are really Nick and Lindell really rebound the best for us. We need. You know, Hans rebounded well defensively for us. You know, then he got hurt, but. It was good to get him back. I didn't look at his rebound totals from the other day, but he's at 5 rebounds a game. But, you know, Kansas is a team that, you know, we should do a great job, I hope, being able to keep them off the glass if we can get them, if we're fortunate to get them to miss. But Azubuike's a load, you know, right there. But, you know, we should be physical enough at the, in the front court to be able to hopefully defensive rebound and offensive rebound.
What's next in Talley's progression?
Well, I thought, you know, I threw him out there two reasons. You know, I think when you play a team like Oklahoma State the way they play, you just got to make basketball plays. And I just thought him at the four gave us an opportunity to make some plays, and he did. Now that he's had game reps, though, is, you know, now it's got, you got to think it all through now. Hey, we got you in the middle of the floor. You got to think extra pass to Lindell in the corner. You got to finish, you know, when you get to the front of the rim, we got to get fouled. I just think of really more so figuring out, you know, I think you could see he probably could have helped us in some of these earlier games, you know, especially defensively, is just, you know, is he better at us at the four, play small, or at the three, you know, continue to work to get him to where he feels comfortable from perimeter jump shots, or else we got to really put pressure on the basket, and then he's got to be great defensively for us. But he felt good. That was a positive, and I think Hans felt good. Now you're in the boat where now you got a bunch of guys now, so now you got to figure your rotation out again.
Is this the best Big 12 you've seen?
It's really good, and the reason it's really good is it's twofold. It's, you know, it's a lot of really good coaches. There's a lot of experience, you know, in the league. There's just no bottom. I mean, there's just no gimme. I mean, yeah, we're 0-3, but we lost two overtime games that if you make one stop, or you make, you know, it's not about a free throw, but if you finish a possession or you make one stop, you could be 2-1. And so the margin for error is very, very thin. But you ask all these coaches, most of these guys, that's why I told our guys, every game's last 4 minutes, you know. Can you execute? Can we make good decisions on offense? Can we be tough enough defensively? But the league is, it's just, like I said, there's just no 9-10 where you just say, all right, we're going to be, because, I mean, you could look up at some stats from about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, to where you could win 98-52, you know, and that's not happening now. You know, it just everybody's too good and league's too balanced. And, you know, I know we've had some road wins in the league to start teams, you know, the first weekend. I know a lot of teams won. But and the thing, when he really hits home, is like where the Hall of Fame coaches in the league, Bobby Huggins and those guys say, I've been in all these leagues. This is the best league and the best coaches in this league. You know, that's when you really sit back and say, dang, you know. And like he said, there is no bottom. Just we're 0-3 right now, but we're going to become a good basketball team. There's no doubt in my mind. We're going to become a good basketball team. We're going to become selfless. We're going to get better defensively. And hopefully, and you just don't know if that translates into wins. I hope like heck and pray like heck it does. You know, because you're more sick about the guys, because I thought they put themselves in a position the other day, and we just got to finish. Texas, we just got to be smarter. You know, we got to execute things, you know, and finish plays.